Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. This is commenting on the Romanian election. Now, Romania is like France and Russia in as much as it's got a two-round electoral system. If a candidate wins over 50% of the first round, he or she is elected and that's it. He is, she is the president, there is no second round. But that seldom takes place, certainly in France and Romania. Russia's unusual insofar as you know the results 6 years in advance. Anyway, what stunned many people is Calin Georgescu came from nowhere, a so-called far-right, ultra-nationalist guy who's made some heavily critical comments about NATO, don't question his right to be opposed to NATO, and who has also publicly lauded the president of Russia, that he broke through, and he was sort of polling at like 1% several months ago, and then he won the first round, was a 24% of the vote. Now, intelligence from the Romanian intelligence service, these declassified documents, claim that he was the beneficiary of a huge scale influence operation conducted by another country. They didn't say which government they thought was behind it, but the universe assumption is that it is Russia. Now, given that he would serve Russian policy interests, of course it would. He's talked about pulling Romania out of NATO. He's backpedaled on that one. But a very good idea if they did for them pull out of NATO. There's a major NATO air force there, Mihai Kogelachanu air base, which is just in from Constanța, the main Black Sea port, and indeed even Bucharest Airport. I used to say U.S. military personnel in uniform that were using it to fly to Afghanistan, Iraq, and back, and so on. So if you were to pull out of NATO, if you were to maybe say, well, stay in NATO, but we're like closing the base, or we're not going to spend so much on this, or not take Ukrainian refugees, or not train the Ukrainian military, any of that would play into Russia's hands. If it could at least cause friction amongst NATO, that would be good news for Russia. Remember, Romania is also a member of the European Union since 2007. So the Prime Minister is Marcel Ciolacu. And he said that the Supreme Court, them striking down the result of the election was the right thing to do. This nullification of the electoral result is unprecedented. And these are classification of the documents has led the public to see why this is. That is, of course, assuming that the Romanian intelligence service is correct, or partly that they believe this to be true, and indeed there's not deliberately lying. They could know it to be false and saying it. They could believe it to be true and still be saying it. It wouldn't surprise me at all. We know Russia's done this kind of thing again and again. So the present moment, Klaus Johannes, he has to step down. But he said he might have to stay on for a bit longer until this election is still sorted out. He's from the indigenous ethnic minority of Germans, Klaus Johannes. There's that, was it? Sibiu is the most ethnically German place in Romania. There only is like 3% of the population. Till the 90s were much higher, like so 7%. You go back for the Second World War, would be higher than that, you know, like 12% or something. But obviously lots of them left of the 20th century. They're whatever those, I can't remember what they used to call them, Saxons, who came from Saxony, Germany, many centuries ago, created German cultural spaces. I knew an old man from Bistrița, or Brischwitz, is it, auf Deutsch? Because, of course, Transylvania, that's northwest Romania, is part of the Austrian Empire. For centuries, they used to look to Vienna, not Berlin, even in the early 20th century, as a center of their world. An old man, he'd be 98, he'd be still alive. And growing up in Romania, so, but there's no doubt in his mind whatsoever, he was not Romanian, he was German. And so we go on. So and that's it. Okay. So they vote on a Sunday, and the second round will be held. Well, they're going to have to do the first round again. So Elena Lasconi, the Save Romanian Union, she came in second, and Ciolacu, the current prime minister, he was from the Social Democrats, which has been one of the major parties in Romania since the end of communism, and he came third. Okay, now of course Georgescu is saying this is an establishment stitch-up. They are traducing him. They're just doing it because they cannot stand a dissident breaking through. Of course, Russia has claimed it's got nothing to do with it whatsoever. Anyway, so they vote on a Sunday on the basis most people don't work and it's easier to go and vote there. So so Lasconi has said this is wrong what they're doing. We'll see what's going to happen. So remember, Romania is strategically important position. It's actually quite large an area, 240,000 square kilometers, almost as big as the United Kingdom in area, but only 19 million people and falling because there's mass emigration. Half the young people leave the country, and I really mean half, go to Western countries because obviously they're European citizens, they can earn more money. And when I first visited Romania almost 20 years ago, there was a huge wealth gap between Romania and Western Europe, but it's closing. They received a lot of European Union money. Romanians have made money in Western Europe and sent it back and so forth. So, you know, they're catching up with Ireland, but they've never been quite as rich as us. What else? Yeah, so they border Ukraine. They've got a big border with Ukraine. I remember in the center of Bucharest, there was that association of Ukrainians in Romania. They border Moldova as well. And one of the big issues is, should Moldova be part of Romania, not the Republic of Moldova? The adjacent Romanian province is also called Moldova. And there were times when the now Republic of Moldova was part of Romania, for example, between the First World War and the Second World War. On other occasions, it's been part of the Russian Empire, the Soviet Union. It was part of the Ottoman Empire, if you go back long enough. I used to see Basarabia Pământ Românesc. Basarabia is Romanian soil. Basarabia is another word for the current Republic of Moldova, which has got Romanian as its official language. They give Romanian citizenship to all Moldovans, some of whom want to live in Romania, and some of whom just will then want to move to Western European countries because, you know, then they're European citizens if they're Romanian citizens. So we shall see how it's going to transpire. And there are tens of thousands of Ukrainian citizens in Romania. But yeah, Romania is obviously not that wealthy, can't easily cope. Most of them want to go further west where, you know, life is better for them. We'll see what's going to happen. But TikTok is very popular in Romania, and a lot of Călin Georgescu videos went viral. And the idea is somehow the SVR or whoever, or the Russian bots, were manipulating the algorithm to make him one of the most viewed people in the world, which is staggering considering he is Romanian. And obviously only 19 million people to watch it. Okay, some who else? They're Romanians outside of Romania and, you know, Moldovans. If you put that all together, it's like 30 million people most. 30 million people, absolute maximum in the world, can understand Romanian. And I'm one of them. So how on earth would it be getting far, far more than people who are speaking in French or Spanish or Mandarin or English? It just doesn't make sense. They clearly manipulated him, this to be rocket fuel to his campaign, hacks on the computers actually tallying the votes to falsify the result like that. Now, even if Georgescu doesn't get through, isn't elected, Russia has achieved some success, as in they've undermined public trust in the system. There's less confidence in Romanian democracy. Georgescu loses, some of his supporters won't accept that, say that he was robbed, that just because he's not a toady, that the deep state screwed him over in the election. And also Russia's able to disseminate this idea that democracy is false, the European Union is bad, NATO is evil, and so on. And there's not that much sympathy for Russia in Romania, but a lot of the Romanians are saying it's not our problem, we need this money for ourselves, and so on. Right, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate PayPal, George Callahan 79@gmail.com. Goodbye.